Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we play music by the jazz-influenced singer Melody Gardot and answer a question about New York City's Central Park. But first, a report about a new exhibit brought to you by spiders.
I got a mean red spider, and she's been webbing all over town.
Silk is a smooth, shiny, and costly natural material. People usually get their silk supply from worms. But spiders make silk, too. In fact, their silk is even lighter and softer than silk from silkworms. But getting silk from a spider might seem more difficult, especially from a big spider that can bite. Recently, two men in Madagascar proved it can be done with extraordinary results. Mario Ritter has more.
The American Museum of Natural History in New York City has a most unusual object on exhibit. It is a beautiful wall covering made of shiny, bright golden silk. The tapestry is about 3 meters long and 1 meter wide. It is light as a feather, but strong as steel. The tapestry was woven with silk provided by the golden orb spider. It took more than 1 million of them to produce that much silk. Simon Pierce is a British art historian and expert in woven materials. He moved to Madagascar about 20 years ago. He started a textile business in that island nation in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Africa. Nicholas Godley is an American clothing designer. He also had a business in Madagascar, making purses. Both were interested in the idea of making a textile piece from silk of the golden orb spider. These spiders are native to Madagascar, as well as many other places. The females make huge webs, sometimes large enough to hang between trees on either side of a rural road. The webs have an intense golden color. The female spiders have a bright yellow splash of color on their bodies and can grow as large as a human hand. Mr. Pierce had researched stories of spider silk being used by human weavers. Together, he and Mr. Godley paid local people to gather about 3,000 female spiders daily. They placed 24 spiders at a time in a holding device. Each spider produced a line of silk about 350 meters long. Then the creatures were released back into the wild. The tapestry was finished after about 4 years of gathering the silk and weaving it together. The piece has a traditional Malagasy design woven into it. Mr. Godley and Mr. Pierce hope the tapestry will help protect the golden orb spider and bring attention to the needy country of Madagascar.
Our question this week is about New York City. Jamel wants to know about Central Park. This outdoor area is more than 340 hectares. It was the first public park built in the United States. In 1858, a design competition was held to find the best idea for planning this huge area in the center of New York City. The winners were two landscape designers, American Frederick Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux from Britain. It was not easy to create this park. It may look like a natural environment of lakes and woodlands, but it was entirely built by human labor. Workers moved millions of cubic meters of stone and earth to clear the area. They brought in more than 14,000 cubic meters of fertile soil from New Jersey to make it possible to grow trees and other plants. It took 15 years to complete the project. Central Park was a huge success and helped create a movement across the United States for creating public gardens. Today, the park is managed by the Central Park Conservancy under an agreement with the City of New York. The Conservancy raises about 85% of the park's $27 million yearly budget. Here are a few facts that help show just how big and busy Central Park is. It contains 7 kilometers of paths for horseback riding and about 93 kilometers of walking paths. When you get tired from all that walking, there are more than 9,000 benches where you can sit down. There are 21 playgrounds for children, as well as areas to play basketball, baseball, football, and even chess. There is also a zoo, and every summer, visitors can watch plays by William Shakespeare in an outdoor theater. About 25 million people visit Central Park each year to enjoy its many sights and activities. The park is also important for natural life. It contains more than 26,000 trees, and hundreds of kinds of birds have been sighted in the park, which serves as a stopping area for birds as they fly to other places. This week, Central Park has been a good place to get into the spirit of Halloween. On Tuesday, there was a large party called the Halloween Ball. People attending the event wore wild clothing and took part in a competition for best costume. On Friday, brave children can visit the 19th century Belvedere Castle. Park organizers turned the building into a frightening place where families could enjoy both tricks and treats. Melody Gardot did not always plan to be a singer and songwriter. She had learned to play the piano as a child. In college, she took classes in art and clothing design. But a severe car accident in 2003 changed her life. During almost a year of recovery, Gardot turned to music to help her heal both mentally and physically. Critics are praising her expressive voice and songs influenced by jazz and blues music. Barbara Klein has more.
Well, I'm buckled up inside. Miracle that I'm alive. Do not think I can survive on bread and wine alone. To think that I could have fallen centimeter to the left would not be here to see the sunset or have myself time.
That was the song Some Lessons from Melody Gardot's first full-length album, Worrisome Heart. It tells about her accident and how it taught her a very difficult lesson about life and chance. When Gardot was 19, a large car ran into her while she was riding her bicycle in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She suffered broken bones and severe head injuries, which continue to affect her hearing, sight, and memory. While she was recovering, her doctor suggested musical therapy as a way to heal her brain. She knew she could no longer sit at the piano without pain, so she learned to play the guitar in bed, and she began writing songs about her experience. Melody Gardot later produced a short record with some of her songs. They became popular, and soon record companies became interested in her music. Here is the song, Baby, I'm a Fool, from her second album, My One and Only Thrill.
How was I to know that this was always only just a little game to you? All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen it coming from a mile away. When the words you say are, baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. If I gave a thought to fascination, I would know it wasn't right to care. Logic doesn't seem to mind that I am fascinated by a love affair.
Melody Gardot says after her accident, she could only listen to soft and quiet music, such as bossa nova. She says she does not approve of the word disabled to describe her condition. She says she simply can do some things and cannot do others. And she says her near-death experience has made her realize what really matters in life.
If the stars were mine, I'd give them all to you. I'd pluck them down right from the sky and leave it only blue. I would never let the sun forget to shine upon your face. So when others would have rain clouds, you'd have only sunny days. If the stars were mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd put the stars right in a jar and give them all to you. If the birds were mine, I'd tell them in to sing. I'd make them sing a sonnet when your telephone would ring.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Katie Weaver and Dana DeMange, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
If the world was mine, I'd paint it gold and green. I'd make the oceans orange for a brilliant color scheme. I would color all the mountains, make the sky forever blue. So the world would be a painting and I'd live inside with you. If the world was mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd wrap the world in ribbons and then give it all to you. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you.